Yeah. Okay, so good morning. Who I have the pleasure to talk with today?
My name is Tim.
Tim, perfect. I'm Indika. And let's start with a simple question. What do you have for your breakfast this morning?
I had a Eggs Benedict with hash browns and coffee.
That's a good one. Okay, so here we have a scale. We have a spectrum all the way from trust to distrust, from 10 to 0. Where would you put yourself in terms of your level of trust in the voting system in the U.S.?
I would say probably a 10.
So we will go all the way to the 10 here, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Okay, that's perfect. What's the reason behind you put yourself in this position? Why do you trust that much the system?
Well, I haven't seen any evidence to suggest that I should not trust the system. I know that there are a lot of theories floating around out there these days about whether or not we should be able to trust the voting system, but none of those, from what I can tell, have been grounded in any kind of evidentiary or factual information. It's just speculation, but I think I trust the institutions have held up fairly well in America, especially the judiciary. Whenever issues like this have come before courts, I'm not personally aware of any major stories that have developed, from a judicial point of view, that would suggest that we shouldn't trust the system. So I think that's what I've got on that.
Okay, that's a good point. Nowadays, there are so many people out there that don't trust the voting system. What conditions or what change do you think there should be in the system or like in the society in general so that people can trust the voting system?
Yeah, that's a big question, and I'm not going to pretend to have an answer to that, but I think it's perhaps some educational campaigns that are aimed towards providing counter narratives to disinformation that's out there right now about the reliability of the voting system might be a good place to start. I'll just go with that. I haven't really put too much thought into that, but educational campaigns seem to be needed, I think.
Okay, more information for society. That's great.
So, yeah.
Also, today we have a challenge here, and it's about, imagine you have these kids in front of you, and you have to explain them. Like, you have to explain them, why is voting important? How would you respond to that question? How would you explain to a kid how important it is voting?
Wow, these are really big questions. I think that I might start. I don't have any kids, by the way, so this is not something that I've had to personally deal with myself, but teaching children about this. But I do think that it's absolutely critical. So I might start with just kind of a little bit of a children's level, an elementary level explanation of our civic duty as Americans to vote, because the people that we vote into office will be the ones, they are representatives for us. They are our voice in the government and in the institutions that make laws and that shape policy that's such as policy around school, for example, I might say. Some politicians that we might vote for are going to be more inclined, I would explain, to not want to fund public education to the same extent that another candidate that we might vote for will. And we need to make sure that children have the things that they need for school. So, and the way that we do that, aside from we can take direct action, and that might be something else that I would want to explain to a child at some point, but we also have the elected representatives who can pass policies that are aligned with our values and what we believe. And if we don't vote, I would suggest that then we're leaving these opinions or these decisions to other groups and other people out there who may have different views as us and different interests. And we don't, we want to have our voices heard and our votes included in those discussions. So I think that's probably where I would start.
Okay, that's such a good point, actually, I think. And the last question would be, how do we vote? How would you explain to a kid, like, the voting process? How do we vote?
Well, once you are of age, which I think in Wisconsin is 18, is that correct? Yeah. Once you're of age, then you register to vote, and we know where to go to vote. If we don't, then we can go online and search for that, and I would explain how to do that. And then you go and you register to vote, and you pay attention to the dates when there are elections. And when there is one, you want to make sure to be there to vote.
Okay. Yeah. That's perfect. So thank you so much. I don't know if you'd like to share, like, any other stories related to this.
No, I don't think I have any stories. I'm sorry.
That's perfect. Nothing to be sorry about. So thank you so much for being with us today and sharing your story. I hope you can have, like, a wonderful day.
You as well. And thank you for what you're doing. This is very critical, very important. So thank you.
Thank you.